Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Jackie Hendry in today for Lori Walsh. As a result of the coronavirus pandemic, artists have had to find a lot of new ways to make money, while organizations like Allied Arts Fund in Rapid City have had to be pretty creative themselves, looking at new options for raising funds. I'm joined now by Gigi Loggi, Executive Director of Allied Arts Fund in Rapid City. They support several organizations working to keep the arts alive during this unpredictable time. Gigi, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you, Jackie, for having me on. I really appreciate it.
So I know that the Allied Arts organization is looking to form sort of an emergency financial assistance fund dedicated for artists. What can you tell us about this emergency fund?
Well, we took a look at what the needs were based on the Americans for the Arts had a COVID impact survey that we sent out to our arts agencies. And we got responses back from that, and 80% of them said that they do not yet have a plan to recover from the crisis, and 36% said they had savings to cover 3 months of expenses. Only 20% right now have that. Mm. And, you know, it looked like only 31% have work outside of their non-creative jobs. 49% had been furloughed or laid off. And 80% reported decline in revenue generating, you know, creative productivity. And so when we took a look at that, we thought, what's the most important thing to do right now? So we started our Artist Relief Fund, and it's open to all self-identifying artists in multiple disciplines whose income has been impacted, as we have seen through the survey, and who need assistance with basic expenses such as food, rent, medical costs, and child care.
And is this a fund that folks can access or donate to? Where are these funds coming from?
We started off with a $500 matching grant from an artist here in Rapid City that thought that this was so important for us to go ahead and start. And so we've put it out to our donors and patrons that this fund will be available for artists, and we've asked them to donate through our website at alliedarts.org. So we've asked our patrons and artists that, you know, want to support each other to help us with this relief.
Interesting. I know in your work with artists around, I know especially when it comes to live music events, of course, most places aren't able to hold those anymore, so things are moving online to Facebook Live or something like that. I'm curious, are you hearing about artists or even encouraging artists to make use of things like Venmo or PayPal so that people around are able to maybe pay them for what they're able to do online right now?
Exactly. We definitely have. We've seen so many of our arts agencies that have taken to Instagram and Facebook, and they're doing live from home performances, you know, virtual experiences of the arts, and a lot of them have put those donation requests right there during that live feed. You know, Community Theater has been doing their theater, and they've, you know, asked for donations right there on Facebook. So it's something that we definitely are looking to help them with. If they're not able or they don't have a PayPal account, they definitely can have those donations made to the Allied Arts, and then we definitely will earmark those for that organization so that those funds go directly to them.
And of course, there's an ever-growing list of events of all kinds that are either being canceled or converted to an online format because of the pandemic. I know one event coming up in June related to your organization is Make Music Black Hills. What can you tell us about that event and adjustments to that?
Exactly. Well, if you're not familiar with Make Music Day, it is a worldwide celebration of the summer solstice on June 21st, and it's 1,000 cities in 120 countries that come together to celebrate through the arts. And we created Make Music Black Hills a few years ago, and it's been wonderful because it's a free event. We invite everyone, the public, everyone to come down to Main Street Square and the venues that participate. And we were at Mount Rushmore 2 years ago. And it was just wonderful because we'd have mass appeals where people could come in and they would get harmonicas for free and the drumsticks, and they would take part in free lessons right there, you know, sitting on the grass at Main Street Square. And so we're having to really rethink how we will engage that audience and still have those interactions so that people can still take part. And one of the things we're doing, like you said, is we're going online with it, and it's exciting to see all of the different opportunities that we will be able to provide. And we're going to partner with our restaurants here in Rapid City and the Black Hills so that those harmonicas can be picked up at the restaurant or the drumsticks, and then they can take those home and then join us on June 21st and have those free lessons and play that music. And but some of the really neat things that we're going to be doing, we're going to do a live from home challenge where you can record a musical performance and then tag three of your friends to challenge them to respond with their own performances. So we're getting everyone engaged that way. Like I said, there will be free online music lessons. So teachers around the world, not just in the Black Hills, but all over, will be offering free online lessons in a variety of instruments. We're going to do street studios where we've done that in the past, where you can record a sound and then upload it, and then they will create a musical track right then and there on June 21st with those submitted materials. We'll have our bands undercover. Individuals and bands can sign up to cover each other's music, and then they will live stream their performances. I love this one. We're going to have a young composers contest, where composers between the ages of 13 to 21 are invited to submit a short original composition for choir by June 1st, and we're going to have a panel of renowned composers from all over the world that will give their feedback to those young composers and let them know what they think about it. And then one of those will be selected to be performed for the world on June 21st. So it's pretty exciting. And then what we'll be doing is we have partnered this year with Crazy Horse Memorial, and we're working at doing a global live stream. So all day on the 21st, we'll be at Crazy Horse, and we'll be able to have the artists come in and perform on the stage, and then we'll be able to broadcast that, you know, around the world for everyone to enjoy and, you know, still be able to be right there at Crazy Horse. So there's a lot of different opportunities that we're going to reach out to the community for. And also, we received a grant from the South Dakota Arts Council for Make Music Black Hills, and so we'll be able to provide a stipend for a musician. So if they want to reach out to me and lead a mass appeal for the harmonicas or the ukuleles or the drum mass appeal, then, you know, we'll have funds available to give back to those artists as a thank you for their participation in Make Music Black Hills.
Wow. Lots of fantastic information, Gigi. Unfortunately, my time is short, but I want to ask you one last quick question in our few remaining moments. We've seen how the pandemic has impacted all facets of life, but what has this time shown you or revealed to you about the work that you're doing with local artists?
You know, it is. It's an unprecedented time in our history, but the exciting thing is it's incredible to note how our art sector is mobilizing around the issues we're facing, and artists and organizations are collaborating, and they're really trying to reach out to each other and help each other. And it's wonderful to see that the arts have always had a way of bringing people together, and this is true now even more with this global pandemic than it was before. But I love seeing how strong our arts community truly is.
Wonderful. My guest has been Gigi Loggi, Executive Director of Allied Arts Fund in Rapid City. Gigi, thank you for taking the time to be with us and for the work you're doing for artists in our state.
Thank you so much. I truly appreciate it. You stay healthy and safe.